Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Katie, beautiful Katie.
Bruce Dayton was born in 1918, the grandson of George Dayton, who in 1902 established Dayton's Department Store in Minneapolis. Though retailing was in his blood, art was in Bruce Dayton's soul. He used the money from his college graduation to make his first art acquisition, an etching by Rembrandt. His penchant was noted by Minneapolis philanthropist and Chinese art collector Alfred Pillsbury, who coaxed the young Dayton onto the board of the Minneapolis Institute of Art in 1942. Over the years, Dayton gifted many pieces to the Institute, mostly American and European. But his passion for Chinese art grew in the 1990s, thanks in part to his wife, Ruth Stricker Dayton, and her interest in Chinese philosophy. By the time he died in 2015, at age 97, Bruce Dayton had already given the museum thousands of priceless art objects, and he had served a whopping 73 years on the museum's board of directors.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.